Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, yesterday I had Mark on the show, and I just really like hanging out with Mark. You know, it's first of all, I like him a lot because he's a fellow officer. Now, he may have served in a different branch of the military, and he may not have been a lifer like I was. But you know what? He took the bull by the horns, and he served our country. And I think that is awesome. I really do. I think that anybody that decides to join the military or go into law enforcement or fire services or emergency services or just, you know, medical services, those frontline doctors, I think they get a real good picture of how important they are to society. If you think about it, if you stripped away all of those people, if our society did not embrace those lines of work, where would we be? Where exactly would we be? Well, I'm pretty confident we would not be where we are right now. Yeah, I would think that we might be speaking a different language, that a lot of us may not be here. And you know where I'm going. You know exactly where I'm going. The past occurs the way the past occurs. And ironically, the past is occurring right this very second. It just happened. Did you see it? Here it goes again. There it was. Yeah, we live in the here and we live in the now. We sometimes forget the lessons learned of life. We sometimes forget the sacrifices that other people have made so that we can enjoy the life that we have. Now, some people will complain. Some people think they're getting a raw deal. Some people think that, you know, America's all jacked up. And they may have a point. There are some things about this country that I don't agree with. I'm sure there are things about this country that you don't agree with. I mean, I could ask you, what do you think about masks? And I'll tell you what, I'm going to get all kinds of answers. I know people that think masks are a very good idea. And I know people that think masks are a waste of time. And I know people all along that spectrum. So where am I going? What am I getting at? Well, here's my point. It doesn't matter what you do in life. It really doesn't matter. I don't care if you're a doctor. I don't care if you're a lawyer. I don't care if you're the guy that picks up the trash in my neighborhood. You're a vital piece of society. You are contributing to society. And one of the things that I learned when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited was that I could make a significant impact on society. I could. And all I had to do was find ugly, nasty pieces of real estate that nobody wants. Repurpose them. Bring life back to them. Put them back into service. And make them available for the great people that live in this country. Now, I don't have the ability to provide housing for all 330 million of us. No, I'm not there. I don't even think I'll even get there. That's kind of unrealistic, don't you think? But I can make my own difference in my place in the world. I can choose not to live in the here and now. I can choose not to dwell on the past. See, what I choose to do is focus on my future. Focus on where I'm going to be in the next 5 years. It's always on my mind. It always is. I'm always thinking about it. But there was a period in my life where I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. I was so caught up in the here and now, especially when I was in the military, that I really never had an opportunity to stop, take a breath, and think about where I wanted to go. Because when I was in the military, my life was literally on cruise control. Yeah. I mean, now think about it. I'm serving in the Army. I'm working pretty hard. I have to put everything in my life in a secondary position behind what I do for the military, especially when 9/11 happened. And I had to focus on my mission requirement. I had to focus on doing the things that this country required me to do so that I could do my part when the nation called. And trust me, the nation called a lot. And I've been over there. I came back. I guess I'm lucky. I'd never earned a Purple Heart, and I'm so thankful for that. But I tell you, there are plenty of people that did earn that Purple Heart. So one of the things that I do now that Mark kind of reminded me of when I was talking to him yesterday is I think about the future. I don't worry about today. I don't worry about the here and now because it's gone in a blink of an eye. But if I think about where I want to be in 5 years and then I put my plans together to talk about what do I want to do in the next year or two, and I've always got literally a 90-day calendar up in front of me because I'm forward-thinking now. Of course, I was always forward-thinking in the military, but you're always in reactionary mode. Well, now that I'm fully retired, it's all about me. Now, it sounded conceited, so when we come back from the break, I'll tell you why. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited. Limited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So the question I have for you is this. Where are you going to be in the next 5 years? Have you sat down to figure that out yet? Is it even on your radar? Okay, maybe it's not on your radar. Okay, what about maybe the next year? Where do you want to be in the next year? Is that, you know, that might be easier for you to assess. And some people still have problems assessing that. Some people have problems trying to figure out where they're going to be in the next 90 days. Now, for some people, planning the next 90 days out is maybe a little bit more easier. Maybe it's a task that's much easier to accomplish. That's where I'm going. But if you're like me, back in the day when, you know, I was working 70, 80, 90 hours a week in the military. Yes, people actually work those kind of crazy hours in the military. I didn't know literally what I was going to be doing the next 90 days because the environment I was operating in was very fluid. Now, if I had been scheduled for deployment or an overseas mission or whatever the Army had in store for me, sometimes they'd give me a little bit of notice, but not always. No, not always. So planning 5 years out in my earlier days was kind of a challenge for me because I was focused on getting that retirement pension. That was my game plan. It was my total game plan. That's what I was going to do for retirement. I had money that I was putting into the stock market and stuff like that, and I was doing some real estate investments on the side. But that pension was my number one goal. And I figured, you know, once I got to the end of my military career, everything was going to be just fine. I'd be able to step away from the military. People would want to hire me because of all my military experience, all my leadership experience, all the things that I thought I brought to the table. And I'd have that nice retirement check coming in, augmenting my income. See, my game plan was this. I'd be able to lateral across salary-wise, position-wise, everything. And then I'd get that nice retirement check on top of it. Man, that was like gravy money. And that's not the way it worked out for me in 2014. No, that's not even close to how it worked out for me. See, I came back from a deployment and retired out of the Army and found myself in what we call Fort Living Room, scrambling, trying to figure out, okay, what's the next step? How do I even get into the job market? Because most of my contacts, who are they? Military people. So, you know, what could they hook me up with? Well, you know, maybe you go to the federal employment system. Maybe you go become a contractor, things like that. But for me, I mean, I was done. When I stepped away from the military, that was it. I was done. I didn't want to be a part of the industrial military complex anymore. I just wanted a regular life. And I cluelessly thought, you know, finding a job that would pay me about what I was making when I was serving on active duty, that can't be a bridge too far, could it? And for me, it became a bridge too far. I went through a period of my life where I'll be honest with you, I was feeling like a total failure. Yeah. I mean, and it's hard for a guy like me to admit that to you, especially over the radio. Yeah, I felt like a total failure. I felt like I was letting my family down. I was burning through what little savings I had. Life was not good for me in 2014. I was going through a financial meltdown because that pension started paying a month after I retired. But that pension did not bring in the amount of money that I had been making when I was serving on active duty. See, it was about one third of that amount. But let me just give you the macroeconomics, or maybe it's microeconomics. I don't know. Who cares? Let me just give you the facts. How's that? When I retired, my pay and allowances, everything that added up, all the stuff that the military paid me, had me making commensurately about mid six-figure income. Yeah, now I also was receiving tax benefits because I was overseas in a combat zone and things like that. So my income was not taxed, and that kind of helped push my income up a little bit because I wasn't even paying taxes on it. And when I came home, I had to live on one-third of that. And here's the ironic thing. The cost of operating my household didn't change. It still costs the same amount of money to pay my mortgage. Still costs the same amount of money to pay my utility bills. Same amount of money for food and fuel for the automobiles. Yeah, that cost did not go down. As a matter of fact, 2014, both of my kids were in high school. And, you know, ironically, kids tend to cost a little bit more the older they get. It's just a functionality of life. So I finally found a job. I did. I found a job. And it was actually a job in an area where I had some expertise. I went to work for a municipality doing some economic development work for them. But here's the problem that I had. I was a fish out of water. I was a total fish out of water. Because the job that I took was essentially at a what I'll call just a lower pay grade. Okay, so if you want to compare it to like the military, okay, I was a lieutenant colonel when I retired. The job that I took, I could have done when I was a lieutenant. Yeah, I could have done it when I was a lieutenant. But that was the only job that I could find where they were even interested in me. So I took the job. And I wound up in cubicle hell. I did. I wound up in cubicle hell. I was literally told to sit in that cubicle from 7:45 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon. Oh, by the way, if the assistant city manager didn't have his act together, which, by the way, he never had his act together, we'd be there until 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. And, you know, you would think that maybe they would help us out. Hey, you don't have to be in at 7:45 the next morning since you were here that late. Wrong. Start time is 7:45. Yeah. That's the world I was in. And I was miserable. So when I was talking to Mark yesterday, I kind of reminisced about that. And I realized I made a massive change. I'll tell you what it is when I come back.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so you're waiting for the big epiphany that I had, the big thing that changed my life? It's doing what you're doing right now. Listening to somebody spill their guts out on the radio telling you that, you know, everything in my life wasn't always roses. But by listening to the radio, I was exposed to an organization by the name of Lifestyles Unlimited. They're the people that sponsor this radio show. As a matter of fact, I'm a member of the organization. And what that organization did for me was transformational. It was absolutely transformational. Because as big of a skeptic as I am, and trust me, I'm a pretty big skeptic. I've got a, I can't even say it on the radio because I might offend somebody. I'm not interested in doing that. But let's just put it this way. Everything's got to pass a smell test with me. And in 2017, after enduring working for the city I was working for I think about a year and a half at that point, maybe close to 2 years, I'd been listening to some AM radio. And I stumbled across the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I found that the show was a little bit different than all those other shows that are out there, because the host of the show was interested in passing information on to me, sharing information that I could use. That host was interested in helping me, even though that host had no idea who I was and probably had no idea that I was even listening to that person on that day. Well, after listening to a couple of episodes, I thought that, you know what, these guys might be legit. So I went to one of their free workshops. I'd gone to a couple other competitors, and I was not impressed. It was all sales pitch. It was all hype. It was all, hey, just spend some money right now without really telling me what the money was going to get me. And I walked away disappointed from those types of events. But when I went to the Lifestyles Unlimited event, it was all about educating me. It was all about teaching me stuff that nobody else had bothered to teach me in my lifetime. It was all focused on me. Yeah, focused on me. Focused on helping me get out of this terrible situation that I was in, and exposed me to investing correctly in real estate assets. And I got started. I became a member 4 years ago. 4 years ago, almost today, literally almost today, I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And I set into motion specific goals and objectives that I laid out for myself. So what I'm telling you is that 4 years ago, I laid out a five-year plan. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that I am not following that five-year plan. I'm not. And you're probably thinking, well, why is that? Because I achieved the primary goal of that plan 2 years ago. You heard me correctly. I laid out a five-year plan, but I met my objectives in 2 years because I did the things that I was taught to do. I learned how to properly invest in real estate assets. I learned how to invest my money much more effectively than I had ever invested my money in my entire life. And by doing those things, I got myself to a place of retirement. And I was able to basically tell the city I was working for, I'm out of here. Good luck running the city, but you won't have me helping you anymore. I'm done. I'm out. I was effectively retired. I did not need that job anymore to provide me income for my family because I had fixed the wreck that my original retirement from the military had created because I had lost focus on my goals and objectives. I was so concerned with the needs of the Army, I was not concerned about my own. Yeah, it was a problem. So talking to Mark yesterday, you know, it kind of brought back some of those memories. Because here's what Mark didn't tell you yesterday. Here's what I know about Mark. And I don't think Mark will be upset if I share this with you. And if he does get upset, I will apologize. But, you know, Mark's not that kind of guy. Mark's an open book. I mean, he went to the Naval Academy to get an education. Because he was taught just the same way I was taught, you have to get good grades to get into college, to get more good grades so that you can be competitive getting into the workforce. Well, if you're one of the 1,100 or 1,200 midshipmen admitted annually to the Naval Academy at Annapolis, not only are you pretty much locked into getting an outstanding education, you're also locked into having a outstanding job as an ensign in the United States Navy or as a second lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps. And there's actually provisions where you could jump to the other services if you really wanted to. So Mark, he had the golden ticket. He had the full scholarship because nobody pays to go to the service academies. It's a full ride. They pay for everything. They even pay you some money so that you got a little spending cash. And right out of college, right out of the academy, he went right into the United States Navy. And he served in the United States Navy, and he served excellently. He served his country, he did his time. Now, if you go to one of the academies, you get what's called a five-year lock, meaning that you agree to serve on active duty for at least 5 years. Now, you get an eight-year military commitment, but you agree to do at least the first five on active duty. And that's what Mark did. But Mark also realized something else. While he was serving in the Navy and doing great things for the Navy, he started to realize that military pay, even as an officer, military pay doesn't quite keep up with what your civilian counterparts are doing. It's true. That's just the way it is. So, as Mark got closer to that five-year mark, he decided he was going to make the switch. He was going to come off of active duty. Now, he'd probably still have a obligation in the reserve component, but that's like 1 weekend a month, usually, unless we're at war. And he could get going pursuing his dreams of making much more money than he was making in the United States Navy. But he had a problem. After many years working for somebody else, focusing on their goals and objectives, he realized he wasn't going to have enough money saved up for retirement. No matter how much he kept pushing money into that 401k, it was never enough. When we come back from the break, I'm going to lay out Mark's five-year plan. You're going to love this. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So here's Mark's five-year plan. You ready for it? I'm just going to hit you with it with both barrels. May of 2015, Mark makes an informed decision that he wants to invest in multifamily apartment communities. And on yesterday's show, he told us why. Because in multifamily, you actually can make more money faster due to the fact that multifamily real estate is evaluated for value differently than single-family properties. And once Mark latched on to that concept of forced appreciation, where we can push the pricing or the value of the property up based on the income streams that property produces, because that's how multifamily works. Multifamily is valued based on something called a capitalization rate, which are set by the financial markets, and income streams. Yeah, that's it. You take the income stream, which is nothing more than take all the income, subtract all the expenses, you get something called net operating income, or NOI for short. You take that NOI number and annualize it, you divide it by the prevailing cap rates for that asset class in the marketplace, and that tells you what the value of the property is. So if you can adjust the NOI upward and everything else stays constant, the value of the property goes up, meaning there is somebody or some entity out there that if you decide to sell that property and you ask for fair market value, they will analyze your deal and they will say, wow, that property produces a 6% return on investment based on an all cash purchase. That's what we're looking for. We will buy it. Now, it's not quite as easy as that, but that's how it works. So once Mark figured all of that out, he sat down and he looked at where his money was at. And he told us yesterday he had a kind of a fat 401k, but it wasn't fat enough to retire on. At least not fat enough to retire at the income levels that Mark felt he needed in the future. So what Mark started to do, of course, he didn't do any of this until after we properly educated him on everything that he should do so that he could pick the things that made sense to him. Mark started to repurpose all of that money. That's right. He started to repurpose all of that money. Now, some of you think, wow, you know, if he had a fat 401k, good grief, the taxes on that are devastating, let alone the penalty, because I know Mark's not like 59 and a half. No, Mark is definitely not 59 and a half. And he definitely wasn't 59 and a half when he started tapping in this money. Now, I'll let you in on a little secret. We actually have some vendors that are part of our vendor program that can legally assist you with getting your money out of your 401k and avoid that 10% penalty. There are legal remedies to do it. Now, not everybody can qualify for that legal remedy, but it doesn't cost you anything to talk with our folks that do that type of thing to see if it could work for you. But at the end of the day, you're going to pay the taxes. You're going to pay the taxes today if you take the money out, or you'll take the money out in the future and you'll pay the taxes then. Uncle Sugar's going to get his money. That's just the way the tax laws work. So Mark just basically said, hey, you know what? The upside is so much better if I just rip that money out of there and repurpose it. And that's what Mark did. He went to work investing with other Lifestyles Unlimited members and invested in apartment communities. Now remember, Mark said he was working, you know, 60 some odd hours a week. So, I mean, he was pretty busy with his corporate job. So passive investing was the way to go, because it doesn't take a lot of time to analyze a deal when it comes out. As a matter of fact, I analyzed one yesterday that looks really good. I'm not going to tell you about it because it would be a violation of SEC laws, and we respect all of that stuff. But it took me about 5 minutes to drop into the offering documents to figure out that, wow, this is a deal I might be interested in investing in. And if I was ready to deploy money, that's probably a deal I would get into. And that's what Mark did. He repurposed all that money. And his five-year plan was to deploy all of that money into multifamily and let it season. let it start cooking. And over time, those investments started paying him cash flow. That's right. Cash on cash returns on a quarterly basis based on the investment strategy of the deal. And then over time, some of those investments that he bought, well, they sold. And they not only returned his original investment dollars, but a very, very nice return on that investment. Other deals, they got to a point where it made more sense to do a cash out refinance. So in some of those deals, he got some, if not all, of his money back to the point where he had little or nothing invested in the deal. Yet that deal, he still owns ownership in. Yeah, so you can take that money and go put it into another deal. That's how it all works. So at the end of 5 years, in June of 2020, Mark said goodbye to corporate America. He said, that's it, man, I'm out of here. You can't entice me with promotions anymore. You can't entice me with bonuses anymore. You can't throw enough money at me anymore because I have completely changed my dynamics. I actually earn more money in my real estate investments than you pay me here. And I don't have to deal with 60 hours of grief every week. So thank you very much for employing me. I hope I was of great service to you. But it is time for us to part ways. And I will tell you, the best way to leave an organization is on your terms. Because when you leave on their terms, it's usually abrupt. You probably don't know it's coming, and it's going to cause you great anguish. So what did Mark do? Well, he started doing the fully retired thing and realized, you know what? I got a lot of time on my hands. I want to help other people out. Because that's part of Mark's DNA, helping other people. He loves it. When you become a member and you get a chance to meet him, you can become friends with him if you like. Mark will share everything with you. As a matter of fact, we brought Mark on to our multifamily mentoring team because as Lifestyles Unlimited has been growing over the years, we go to our membership to find quality people that have an interest to give back. Now, not everybody wants to do that, but guys like Mark do. And we give him that opportunity to sit down with other members and to help them shape a five-year plan. And it's not an exercise where Mark does it for you. No. You tell Mark what you think you're trying to do, and he's going to ask some very specific questions to determine whether or not you've honed in your goals and objectives and if you really believe in them. That's how mentoring works. I mean, it's not like he's sitting there popping you in the chest or anything, but he wants to make sure that he understands what you're trying to do. Because once he understands exactly what you're trying to do and you agree that this plan's going to work for you, his job is to reinforce all of that, to be that sounding board for you so that you don't deviate off of your plan, so that you get the results you're trying to achieve, so that you can get to a point of retirement in 5 years or less. Yeah, 5 years or less. Now, since that time, since 2015, Mark has revised his five-year plan. I mean, he had to because he kind of crushed it, right? He got his goal to retire himself. And then he started investing as a lead investor, making deals available for other Lifestyles Unlimited members. And here's his new five-year plan. Continue to give back where I can and help others succeed. Continue to learn more about real estate and grow my network of like-minded individuals. I will likely do less lead investing and more passive investing in the next 5 years to create more free time to travel and to be with family and friends. I might consider doing an IRO, but at the end of the day, Mark is living the lifestyle that he set out to achieve. And if you want to do the same thing, you can too. and we'll help you. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com, get signed up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.